Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, welcome back. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, set to join us. Let's talk some Cowboys. A little training camp preview with Nick Harris in just a moment. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, fellas. How are you?
Amazing. I mean, we just watched Argentina with another improbable escape. Is this like the fourth one of the tournament for them? It's got to be some kind of a record, man. I'm sure you were watching.
Yeah, it feels like it for sure. The goals that they've had in the knockout stage before the 79th minute are a total of two. After the 79th minute have been nine. It's been unreal. They just never die. You got to finish them off.
What an experience, really, that probably started with the Cape Verde game a couple of weeks ago, and it's just been one after another. So we'll see if they can do it again in the final, and looking forward to more of your thoughts on this World Cup. Nick, I'm very jealous that you got to go to all the Dallas games, by the way.
Oh, man, it was an absolute blast. DFW did such a good job putting this tournament on and the nine matches that they had, the teams that they had come through, the superstars that they had come through, all four semifinalists. And then the top seven goal scorers in the tournament came through DFW. It was a dream tournament for the area, and certainly when the World Cup comes back, maybe as soon as 2038, I would assume that a similar slate is on the billing.
Now, with the Cowboys, of course, the biggest story of the day is that tag deadline to get a long-term deal passing this afternoon. Reaction to that, but you know, more than that, I'm just curious of how clear do you think it is that George Pickens is going to have a smooth trip through training camp?
Yeah, it was pretty expected at this point that, that deadline would pass without the two sides working toward a long-term extension. And that's eventually what happened at 3 p.m. I think moving forward, all we can take is really from what George Pickens has told us. And, you know, he's said that, you know, he's content with playing on the tag. He's ready to roll through the year and he's going to be present in Oxnard. And so, we take that for what it is. And, you know, I would be a fool if I said that I'm putting it off my radar that there won't be any drama, but it certainly looks that way. And I hope so. I would love to be able to just focus on football at training camp, but, it's certainly something to keep an eye on moving forward, and we'll see if anything develops out of it.
Nick, I found it interesting just listening to Lewis Riddick talk about this, and he made the point of, you know, the Cowboys might be kind of hesitant to give him a long-term deal right now because you just don't know how he's going to respond to that. Have you heard anything? What do you think about wanting him to play on the tag to just keep the motivation, really? Because once he's paid, it's like, well, I don't know what's going to happen after that with the individual.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sure part of the thinking around not giving the long-term extension. I mean, they had the one-year trial period, and on the field it was fantastic. Off the field it was – honestly, I think if you asked anybody based on, you know, the reviews that came out of Pittsburgh, I would say probably better than expected. And he's been a good teammate. He's loved in the locker room. he's been a big part of the offensive success. But, you know, you want to see that stacked on top of just one season, and then specifically in a season where they are competing for playoff contention. And, you know, those performances really matter late in the season. And so, you know, it makes sense to run it back another year to have another trial period per se. But, you know, as far as, you know, hesitance around a long-term extension, I mean, that's the point of the franchise tag, right? And I think, you know, that's just kind of the nature of any franchise tag situation, is the hesitance on a long-term commitment. And, you know, I respect Lewis's take, but, you know, it's pretty consistent with most franchise tag situations that we see around the league.
Wide receiver rankings out today, CeeDee just ahead of George Pickens. Do you think there's a case to be made, just coming off of last year, that maybe Pickens is the more dangerous player now?
Well, I think there is a case to be made. I still think at the end of the day, CeeDee probably has the more all-around complete game. You can put him anywhere on the line of scrimmage. He can run any type of route. He can man up against any type of corner and find wins. I think the one thing I would like to see CeeDee improve on is the drops that we saw last year. Felt pretty uncharacteristic, you know, as the season went on, especially in that first game against Philadelphia. Really felt like it cost them in that game. So that's something that I think he could certainly improve upon going into this next season, which is already year 7 for him, which is wild to say. But George Pickens, you know, he's got the body control. He's got the size. And, you know, as this offense wants to get better in the red zone going into 2026, George Pickens is probably the guy they lean on the most. And so, you know, I don't feel like you can go wrong with either option. You know, back last offseason, I'll give the Cowboys credit. They were, you know, talking from the very beginning, hey, it's not a 1-2 situation. It's a 1A, 1B. I'm like, yeah, you know, one's eventually going to get more targets than the other. But it actually ended up playing out just that way. And so, you know, we'll see if they can keep that consistent as time goes on. But, you know, if we're taking for 2025 for what it is, both of those guys are dangerous weapons in their own right.
Nick, what's going to be your approach in watching practices? Are you just going to kind of keep things in check, you know, in your evaluations and stuff until they actually, say, play the Rams and then play the Saints like a week later, or we start to see preseason games? How are you going to approach just watching these practices?
Yeah, I mean, I'm keeping an eye on these position battles. That's going to be the number one thing. But it is funny you mentioned that, Brian, just because, you know, I've had conversations with some people in the media recently being like, man, we might need to temper our expectations as far as training camp standouts go this year, just because last year, if you had asked me at the end of camp,
yeah,
who had the best camp, I would have said, man, Kyer Elam, Jaden Blue, and Kenneth Murray looked good at camp last year.
Yeah. Donovan Ezeraku. Yeah.
Turpin.
I mean, I will say with Ezeraku, he was still, you know, pretty productive in the run game.
Sure.
And, you know, I feel like if quarterbacks just didn't have to get the ball, or if they weren't able to get the ball out so quick with what the secondary was giving them, then I feel like Ezeraku would have had more sacks at the end of the day. But, you know, I look at Elam and Blue and Sanborn and some of these other guys, and I was like, man, they didn't perform at all last season. So, you know, I definitely am going to take that more with a grain of salt this year, but that Rams practice is going to be really big, especially for that left tackle competition that we're going to be talking about a lot in Oxnard. And then that running back 2 spot with Jaden Blue, Phil Maffa. Does Malik Davis sneak his way back into that mix? Does Israel Abanikanda or Dominic Richardson make things interesting? And so, you know, there's still going to be some fun things to look at when it comes to practice. But I think for me also, you know, how is this offense going to be developing? Is
sure.
there an extra layer? You know, Brian Schottenheimer's talked about moving George Pickens around. They haven't had the opportunity to put him on the field in team periods yet this offseason. What does that look like? And so there's going to be still some really valuable things to pull from that.
Yeah, I just wonder if, like, the fan base is expecting us to kind of temper our observations. You know what I'm saying? That, like, you know, like, well, man, who's looking good? Well, yeah, I'll tell you when. Give me a couple weeks. I'll tell you who's really looking good. Do you think the fans miss out on that if we kind of temper our expectations a little bit talking about these guys?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say that they're missing out on anything. I would say look up in week 5 and tell me if the you know, if the progress is still mattering, because you can have the best training camp in training camp history. But
would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week. hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you don't perform well in the early in the season, you're going to lose your job.
It's Nick Harris, Star Telegram, here with you on The Fan as I feel like Brian's setting us up to give us a bunch of no comments to our training camp questions.
All. No, not at all. Not at all. I just, like you said, I'm going to be the one guy that's probably going to be not doing that. You know, I'll be like, no, I saw this today. And, you know, and you wonder about that getting, you know, does it get yourself? Because he's right about Elam. And I was sitting next to Nick at dinner, and we had this conversation, you know, about like, man, how do you approach a training camp where you want to tell everybody how your, you know, defense is doing this, Christian Parker's got him doing this, and then, you know, 70% of the fan base is like, nah, man, we've heard this last year, we heard this flus, no, linebackers,
eye rolls,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They're cynical about it. Anything to add to that, Nick, or? Your perspective on that?
Yeah, 100% feel the same way. I think though there were some times still at camp last year where it was like, yeah, this secondary is a little shaky as a whole. You know, there's still going to be some new pieces that they're going to have to figure out, injuries that they're going to have to figure out. Whereas I feel like though they don't necessarily have all of those issues playing against them this time around. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's trial and error from our part too.
Now, one thing I'm interested in is the role of Jayshon Barham, the rookie, the hybrid linebacker edge. Is that what the plan is? How difficult is it to learn that at the NFL level? How important is it for defenses like Christian Parker's to have one of those?
Yeah, they're going to play around with him quite a bit. It was interesting during OTAs and minicamp that we saw him, you know, working with the edge group during position drills at times, and then working with the off-ball linebackers at times. And so, you know, his length, his explosion, his power, they're going to try to use that in some multiple spots. I'm fascinated by him as well. You know, when we talk about this inside linebacker position, you know, you have the D winners and DeMarvian Overshown, but the big question is, okay, if one of those guys goes down and you need someone to start for 2, 3, 4 games, shoot, half a season, who is that guy going to be? Is it going to be a Shamar James, a Jayshon Barham, Curtis Robinson, you know, and where does that proven depth come from? You're not going to find a proven guy. So yeah, a guy like Barham, if he's able to step in and give value to multiple positions, it could be really big for them.
You mentioned some of the position battles. Which ones are you going to have your eye on? And is there a veteran that you think, man, if they don't have a good camp, they are very much in danger of not making this roster?
Yeah, left tackle is going to be a big one. I think Guyton, they're going to give the runway to win that job. I think this is more about challenging Guyton, but I'm curious to see how he responds to that. The running back 2 spot is going to be, I think, probably the more hotly contested battle, just because I think they have a lot of fresh bodies that are ready to compete for that. And, you know, Javonte Williams can't take on 282 touches again this year. And they need him to survive that 3-year contract and be healthy through that 3-year contract, or at least for 2 years, because it's guaranteed for 2 years. And so they need one of those guys to step up and take that load off. As far as maybe a veteran to keep an eye on, I would say I would look at Malik Hooker, although I do feel confident that Malik Hooker can have a bounce back year in this defense. But if he doesn't come out, you know, ready to roll, I think they have depth behind him now to where they don't have to rely on, you know, somebody who's not, you know, picking up the slack, you know, whether it's a PJ Locke or it's, you know, if they have to move Caleb Downs back to that position and then figure out maybe a Jalen Thompson situation at nickel corner. I mean, they have flexibility now in the secondary to where they don't have to rely upon, you know, veteran guys just as bodies. So I would maybe look at like a Malik Hooker in that situation. But even then, I feel confident that Hooker can, you know, bounce back and have a good season this year.
Nick, would you totally rule out a veteran signing like a Von Miller or a Bobby Wagner at any point during training camp?
Yeah, I wouldn't rule it out, especially with, you know, a lot of these veterans have gotten to the point now to where it's like, hey, call me on August 20th. And so it wouldn't surprise me if there's a situation for that with the Cowboys. I wouldn't say get your hopes up, though. I would definitely not say that. You know, the cap situation is pretty tight for them at the moment. And as far as the flexibility goes to where they can maneuver around the cap, they've pretty much done what they're comfortable with doing in that instance. And so I wouldn't, you know, maybe be looking at a Von Miller or a, you know, Bobby Wagner, but maybe like a Bobby Okereke who's still out there. You know, maybe that's a situation. Or even Jadeveon Clowney, if he's still available on August 20th, then maybe that's another guy that they run it back with. But we'll see as time goes on.
You like Spain or England, or I'm sorry, Spain or Argentina in the final?
Yeah, I would love to say Spain, but man, Argentina just has, you know, something cooking for them. You know, once it gets to the 80th minute, it just feels like the game just starts. So I'm going to be rooting for Spain, but we'll see.
Wow. Going against the GOAT, huh?
Yeah, hey, you got baby GOAT in Lamine Yamal. So
nice.
That's where my allegiances will be.
Well, thanks for your time and your reflections, and we'll see you in Oxnard, sir.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Y'all have a good one.
There he goes, Nick Harris, Star Telegram, one of our favorite Cowboys insiders and reporters with you here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.